though we're using more than we've ever used, we're at a 20-year low on CO2 emissions.
This is an oil and gas lobbyist in Arkansas.
And that money that we were sending to other countries is now going into the U.S. economy.
And she's not at an industry meeting or a right-wing climate conference.
The jobs will continue to be very important.
She's actually standing in front of a seventh grade class, teaching them about energy.
We've been hearing for a while now about oil and gas companies infiltrating schools looking for future energy workers or tinkering with science curricula. But over the past several months, we've been digging into a different sort of industry influence, a darker sort. I'm Varna Noor from Earther.
And I'm Amy Westervelt. In a new miniseries coming later this month, Darna and I partnered up to look at how the fossil fuel industry has shaped not just science education, but social science education. How kids view the economy and society and politics.
How the industry trains future voters and business people and activists and journalists to narrow the possibilities for solutions starting in kindergarten and continuing into college.
But you have to think about the challenges too. And we think two things. First of all, you need to decide your standard of value. What is most important? Thankfully, we don't have to choose in this country. We're working out on a happy medium at this point. But if you had to choose, you need to decide, is human life the most important thing? Humans being healthier, wealthier, happier, living longer, or is pristine nature more important? Do we want to quit building buildings, quit building new houses, stop getting stuff out of the ground? We want to leave it exactly as it is. Because that would be difficult. Thank goodness we don't have to choose.
And just how much influence this framing has had on climate policy and environmental regulations.
When you take your message and you put it in the mouth of someone who is teaching your children, who is told, you know, who children are told to believe and to trust, it is among the most insidious and among the most effective forms of propaganda.
It's not just that public policy schools are being funded by oil companies sometimes, it's that the programs that are focused on climate or environment or sustainability in particular, those are often funded by the oil companies.
One would say that climate change is the defining issue of this century, but in 30 states, climate change doesn't show up in any civics class.
Coming soon from Drilled and Earther, the ABCs of Big Oil.
Subscribe now so you won't miss it.